Hello and welcome to the FactSet U.S. Market Recap. Today is Thursday, July 2nd. U.S. equity markets all higher with the S&P 500, Dow Jones, and NASDAQ all up just over 1% in mid-afternoon trading. On a weekly basis, all indices higher with the S&P 500 up 4.7%, the Dow Jones up 2.9%, and the NASDAQ up 5.2%, posting gains 13 out of the last 15 sessions. Materials, energy, and industrials leading with banks, REITs, cruise lines, and communication services lagging. Little in the way of movement with respect to WTI, gold, and treasuries today. June employment data a tailwind for markets today with the report exceeding expectations. However, coronavirus continues to accelerate in certain hotspots with new infections topping 50,000 per day in the United States today. States setting daily records include Texas, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Only Connecticut and New Jersey trending downward. On the corporate front, McDonald's has paused temporary reopenings of dine-in services, while Apple said it is temporarily closing dozens of stores throughout the country. Trade tensions with China remain heightened following the new security law evoked by Beijing and Hong Kong earlier this week. Reuters reports police in Hong Kong have arrested more than 300 people on Wednesday following the new regulations. Today, the Senate passed sanctions, which were approved by the House yesterday, that would penalize banks from doing business with Chinese officials. In other news pertaining to China, Senator Rubio seeks to ban Chinese firms from U.S. capital markets if they engage in spying, human rights abuse, or support China's military. He plans to unveil the legislation in the coming weeks after the Department of Defense released a list of 20 companies that alleges are owned or controlled by the Chinese military. A White House official said 13 of the 20 companies have presence in U.S. capital markets. Turning to air travel, CNBC has reported five airlines have struck an agreement with the Treasury Department for portions of the $25 billion in federal loans aimed at softening damages caused by COVID-19. These airlines include American, Hawaiian, SkyWest, and Spirit. Mnuchin tweeted he expects to hear from other airlines soon about loan agreements. Terms of the loans are not disclosed, but airlines were required to put up equity, warrants, or senior debt to compensate taxpayers. Turning to corporate news, CEOs from Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google are expected to appear on Capitol Hill in late July as part of an ongoing investigation over the company's power over digital marketplace, investigating whether U.S. antitrust laws need to be updated to curb what some lawmakers see as excessive power held by tech giants. Tesla reported deliveries today far exceeding expectations. The automaker has officially become the largest in the world on a market cap basis, and its stock is up 188% year-to-date. Nu Skin up over 20% on guidance. National Beverage Group up 3% on earnings. Tailored Brands, however, down 20% following disclosure its men's warehouse unit has elected to skip an interest payment due and payable on the 1st of July. Moderna also down following Stat News reporting the company's 30,000-participant vaccine trial has been delayed. Next week appears quiet with an empty syndicate calendar, few economic reports such as PMI and ISM non-manufacturing data on Monday, and only two notable earnings over the course of the week, Paychex and Walgreens. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. Evening Market Recap for Thursday, July 2nd. You can continue to follow all of the news in real time at streetaccount.com.